This is KUT. A majority of Texans say they've tried to find information about healthcare prices before receiving care. That's according to a new study out today. But Texas has relatively few policies that make it easy to get that information. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, that's even though most legislators agree transparent pricing is a good thing.
Victoria Tizer is a healthy 60-year-old. She lives here in Austin, and she doesn't have health insurance. Tizer scheduled a routine colonoscopy many months ago. She waited 6 months for an appointment, actually. And a week before that appointment finally came, she got a call from the doctor's office.
So they called me on the phone, and they said, well, who's your health care provider? I said, well, I dropped them. I'm going to be self-pay. So they said, well, okay, self-pay. I go, how much is it? Oh, I don't know. I go, well, I'll hold on. Put me on hold. Go find out. She said, oh, I can't tell you.
Unlike most things, healthcare is not a service with a visible price tag. And finding out how much something costs in the Texas healthcare system is really hard. That's not because Texans aren't interested in knowing, at least not according to a new study from Public Agenda, a national nonprofit organization.
We found that 59% of Texans had tried to find healthcare price information before getting care.
That's David Schleifer. His group surveyed about 800 Texans last year on their experience finding and using healthcare prices. They surveyed residents of New York, Florida, and New Hampshire, too.
Part of what's so interesting is that, you know, we chose Texas because it seemed like, you know, at the policy level, it was the place where there was the least happening in terms of price transparency compared to the other states we were looking at.
But research found that, like Victoria Tizer, a lot of Texans surveyed tried to get price information on their health care before they get it. Here's Schleifer again.
And that was higher than any of the other states that we looked at, and it was higher than the national findings.
Schleifer also found that 83% of Texans surveyed think it's important for their state government to provide people with comparative price information. Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities says there's a consensus on this issue.
And I would say that Texas Capitol legislators are very interested in healthcare pricing transparency and have brought up the issue and the need for improving transparency every session that I've worked at the Capitol.
This year is no different. Texas House Bill 307 would require healthcare providers disclose pricing or give patients an estimate in non-emergency situations. But Polk thinks that alone is not enough. She says there should also be transparent quality metrics and a prohibition on surprise medical billing. But those proposals are less popular among Texas lawmakers. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.